Well, even Israel wanted to go back to Egypt.
Yes, they did.
They saw some things they didn't want to see, and so they got some territory that in personal life that they wanted to go back and said, why'd you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? Lot's wife looked back. That's right. Turned into a pillar of salt. Her affection wasn't about getting out. Her affection was still in the city.
Right.
There's affection. See, affection drives you and me. Where your affection is, that's where you'll look.
Yes, sir.
That's why Paul said, set your affection on things above, not things on the earth. His affection, the affection thing. And see, I believe Paul was saying, I'm not looking back to my past. My past is my past. I was a religious man. I was blind. And I didn't have Jesus Christ's righteousness. That's right. But he said, I'm not going back in the past of my old religious life. He didn't go back and sit at Gamaliel's feet.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He conferred not with flesh and blood to get the revelation from God. Amen. He went on, thank God, and became, praise God, New Testament church builder and preacher of the gospel. And God used him. If you look back tonight, you'll be a discouraged person. Amen. You can't do nothing about what you did yesterday. It's history. I'm thankful for the meeting this morning. I still thank God and have some good joy over it. But I can't. This is another day. Or another meeting. Tomorrow will be another day. And I thank God we can live off off some things that God's put in our heart. But we still got to go on. A lot of people tonight just holding on to what somebody done to them in the past. You can't live like that. Amen. That's right. They was having a meeting, you know, and this man was, amen, there's a praying for this woman. And God told that brother, he told me this, I know the brother. And he said God told him to get the 10 elders of the church together, and they was going to sit around the table, and they took James 5. And the brother preacher said, I'm going to do it first. We're going to confess our faults. Amen. And he said, I hadn't been dedicated in prayer and seeking after God the way I ought to. And there's been some things in my life that I need God to help me. And he made mention of, thank God, getting closer to God and letting things get in his life. They went around that table and they was confessing their faults one to another. They got to the last man and they said, I just can't do it. And he said, there's a lady out there needing healed. And the only way this thing's going to work is we can pray with a clean heart. Now, brother, I'm talking to you tonight. Amen. A lot of times we just say, God, forgive me of sin. And brother, you got to get down to where it's at. And I'll tell you, that fellow said, amen, he had unforgiveness in his heart. And he had to confess that. He had unforgiveness in his heart. And brother, when he confessed that, made that thing right. Amen. They had prayer of that lady. Amen. And brother, God's touched her. Amen. Yeah. Through that prayer. And they have healed. And I asked that why he brought that up was, I said, why you think James 5, amen, a lot of times ain't working. He said, we ain't doing it right. We're trying to pray without getting right with God. Amen. We got to get our hearts clean tonight. You can't pray to God with an unforgiving spirit, with grudges in your heart, with things in your own heart tonight. Amen. Listen, it's good to confess your faults. Amen. That don't mean you tell everything. But brother, there are some things that we can confess. Amen. Listen. We live too much in the past. If God's forgave you, and a brother asked me one time, he said, well, what about that one man? I said, well, hey, God, Corinthians, it said he was committing fornication. Remember that? And Paul said, well, we'll turn such a one over to Satan for destruction in the flesh, that the Spirit might be saved the day of the Lord. And Paul prayed, he said that there in the Corinthian church, talking about the 11 in the church. Amen. But Corinthians 7, 2 Corinthians 7, says that man had repentance. It says he said he had godly sorrow that worked repentance unto deliverance or salvation. And brother, thank God, he said, well, he's clear of the matter. He said he's clear, thank God. I said to that brother, I said, listen, Thank God if he done it, brother, unless he's clear of it, if he repented of it, that means that God ain't going to bring it up again. Amen. He ain't going to bring his sin back up. Thank God he's cleansed from it, friend. Thank God the Baptist people, all they got's a categorized sin. Thank God it ain't about, my friend, gossip, jealousy, envy. It's about what somebody wore or somebody smoking or something like that. It's just the way it is. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God there's more sin in this world today than what men say there is. I'm telling you, the worst sin that'll corrupt the church, amen, is inward sin. It's jealousy. It's gossip. Repeating a matter, not concealing a matter. It's a whole lot better if you love somebody to conceal a matter and try to pray for them and go to them. Thank God, then go and repeat the matter and gossip. And he said he'd repent of the matter. Separated chiefest of friends. And the brother's preaching, we need to forget what's behind. Amen. If you need to go to a brother, go to him and make it right. Don't come to God trying to make it right. And you make it right to him first. Hey, God, leave your gift there and go to him and make it right with him. Amen. And brother, just put it behind you tonight. Thank God, friend, I tell you, you can't run with weights and sins in your life. He said, lay aside every weight and sin, which does so easily beset us, that we might run the race with patience that's set before us. A lot of things hold us down tonight. But brother, I'm telling you this, I don't want nothing in my heart, thank God, that'll hurt me when it comes to facing God and preaching the gospel and praying to him. I know sometimes I get attitude issues. Amen. But I'm telling you, God, amen, to convict me about it. And brother, I'm telling you, we need help from him. We can't live the life of God while we're looking behind us. We gotta look ahead of us. Thank God, he ain't behind us, he's ahead of us. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Listen. Thank God, what he said was right tonight. I'm not adding to it. But one of the hardest things, my friend, is to forget your past failures and sins, I'm telling you. Listen, it's not even good to lean on your past success. Amen. Thank God. This is a carnal story, but it's just true, and I like it. Amen. There's a basketball player, and he was winning some trophies, and he said every time he won one, he had to give it to his daddy. He said, go on to the next. Amen. There's victory, thank God, in Jesus, but we got to go on to the next one. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad we rejoice in what Christ did. And brethren, God gives us victory in the new birth. And brethren, living by faith, even Caleb said, thank God, there's another mountain, there's another land. Amen. That I'm going to take. If they got on that journey, amen, toward Canaan, and they won at Jericho, but then they got down into Ai and got puffed up with pride. Amen. And said, we don't need all these men to battle. But 36 men, my friend, died in that battle, and that crowd run them back. Amen. Backward, because they didn't believe God, and they didn't think they needed any help fighting. Amen. But thank God, Joshua got down and got to praying. And what was the problem? It was Achan, friend. He had stole what God said don't take. Amen. Hid it in his tent. Amen. He bought. Amen. Sold this. Thank God stole them garments. And the brethren, listen, he stole the gold and silver. I like what one of the boys said. He said he stole a garment he couldn't wear, and silver and gold he couldn't spend. Amen. That's right. Why would you steal something, my friend? That's because of covetousness. He coveted that, and God said, don't take it. Amen. Listen, they stoned him because of sin. And brother, listen, the whole crowd of his family got stoned, according to what I read. And you know what? They did. They put it behind them and went on, thank God, and won the victory. Amen. There's some things you have to put behind you tonight that's hard in your life, in my life. Amen. And brother, the devil will bring it up. And he'll try to hinder you of what somebody done to you in the past. Amen. Maybe somebody in the church or your own family or a friend. Amen. You thought they was with you. Like Jesus said, I could have said, and Solomon said it. He said, I could have stood it if it hadn't been an enemy. But it was a familiar. What am I equal? It walked through the house of God with me. Amen. God, Jesus, listen. Lord, I think about Jesus, how good. Amen. And holy. And loving he was, brother. He knew. God, Judas was going to, my friend, betray him. And listen. Judas come, thank God, and Jesus called for him. Amen. That's right. He did, brother. Listen. Thank God, when you get there, even your enemies, amen. I can be at peace with you, the proverb writer said. I'm telling you tonight, don't get in this thing. Amen. And he said it. I'm not just repeating them. Thank God, but he said it. We remember these things. And we'll say, I remember how it used to be. Boy, I enjoy, thank God, being in the house of God today. Amen. I remember I got some good memories of what God's done. But I'm telling you, are you listening? Thank God, you can't remember what you probably ate 3 weeks ago. That's right. Amen. That's right. Listen, you can only remember what God's doing in your heart now. That's where the meditation is. Amen. Thank God. I mean, brother, they had to get manna every day. They couldn't eat it. Thank God. They didn't gather enough, thank God, to last for a month. They had to go every day and get it. And brother, they didn't go out on the Sabbath day and get it. They made just enough, brother. And I'm telling you this tonight. When we get down to it, brother, amen, the problem is the past is because it's in our heart. And that's where it's at. And them things we let just hinder us. And brother, that's right. If we just could get rid of that thing and get rid of that, that devil's attack in our mind, and just go with God, and like he said, go forward, press toward the mark. There's a mark, thank God. There's a goal. There's only one that seizes the prize. I preached down there in Georgia. I hadn't apprehended what I've been apprehended for, but I know what I've been apprehended for, and I know he wants me to apprehend what he apprehended me for, and that means to seize it. Thank God, take it. Thank God, take what he's done up for you tonight. Amen. But you can't look back. Amen. We've failed God. We got failures in our lives. But I'd rather be a failure trying than a success of nothing. Amen. Thank God, do something tonight. Amen. I told my wife last night, I said, unto God, just do something. Amen. Thank God, give, do something. Don't just sit like them lepers were and said, we're going to sit here till we die. Thank God, get up and go to the city. We're going to starve to death. We're going to go get something to eat. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, thank God, do something. Step out by faith and believe him tonight. And let him do something in your life. And reach forward. Amen. About what God's got for you tonight. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Do something. Praise God. Amen. That's right, isn't it? I mean, Jesus, thank God, said, he that doeth the will of God. Do is an action word, friend. Amen. Believing and doing. Amen. That's right. Jesus said, man, I shall know my doctrine, friend. Well, God, when he does what I've told him, as revelation, I said this. I preached on this, brother. I got it, brother Junior's. And I got that little thought up there, the Holy Ghost revealed to me. I had two messages. I sat there and I was praying. I said, God, what you want me to preach? I got two messages. I was going to preach at that meeting up there. And he said, I tell you what I want. He said, I want you to worship me. Amen. And so I laid my Bible down, went in the room, and got to thanking him. Amen. And when I got to thanking him, he told me what to do. Amen. I'm going to tell you, listen, revelation will most of the time come when you worship him and when you love him. Amen. The Holy Ghost will let you have it and you know what it is. If you worship him, he'll reveal himself. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You want God to do something for you? Worship him. Yes, amen. Worship him. That's where it's at. Yeah. Hey, listen, brother. And I can say this. I mean, thank God you brothers has taught and preached. And listen, it ain't looking for a message. It's God giving you a message. Right, amen. Now, he'll give you one, thank God. Amen. You can read the scripture and the Holy Ghost touch your heart about it.
Amen.
Amen. He'll say, this is it. But you can get in your room, amen, and get to worship and praying and seeking after His face. Like you taught on this morning, He can touch you right then, amen. And tell you what, brother, and I'm telling you, He spoke to me as real. First, that little old lady at her husband's house, amen, them two gray-haired saints of God, amen, I was in there in that room, and I was with the breakfast. I told you, she had that milk gravy, amen, that might have helped out too, amen. But I'll tell you, friend, I got there, and I said, Lord, I got two messages, what you want? He said, I want you to worship me. He didn't tell me the message. He said, I want you to worship me. And listen, it ain't about my message. It's about His message. And what He tells you. Do what He tells you. Hey, God, don't worry whether you're going to say the right thing. Don't worry whether it's coming. It'll come to you. But don't think. God, pray. Amen. He ain't going to leave you out there hanging. He'll give you something to say at a time you need to say it. Amen. Listen, I believe this in my heart. This is the way we ought to live.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. I'll take it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'll take it. Thank you, Lord. I'll take it. And then when you get it, thank God you can give it.
That's right.
That's the way it is. Amen. That's the instruction I got from Him. That's the last instruction I got. He said, you just do what I say and I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You just worship me the way I tell you and I'll give it to you.
Amen.
That's what He told me. He said, just do what I say and I thank God and worship me and I'll give it to you. And brother, tonight, thank God, the only way you're going to succeed, my friend Joshua said, don't turn the right to the left. And he surely didn't tell you to turn back and look back. Amen. Look ahead. Listen, thank God, some of you need to make some, I won't say this, make some vows to God. Thank God verbally and say, Lord, I'm just saying tonight that this is a new start. A lot of times the devil beats you up, but sometimes I do that. I say, Lord, I'm coming here. And I hadn't been doing as good as ought to toward you. I'm going to say, God, this day's the day. Amen. And brother Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Thank God. You're going to have to do that sometime. You've got to encourage yourself. You've got to motivate your own heart. Amen. To go on, friend, and not look back. Thank God. Look ahead. That's where the victory's at tonight.
Yes,
appreciate the message. Thank God for it. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Jonathan Robinson, how about praying first tonight? God, yes. Yes. God, yes. God, please. Yes. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, there's some place to get.